Blog Talk Radio.
All right. That's right. It's time. Hey, what's today? The 22nd. We got 8 more days. Actually, 1 more week before that semester starts. And I've been getting motherfuckers fucking with me. 1500. Sometime I give them the 1350. But I'm telling you, I can't believe this. I'll be doing this show, video I mean, and then I announce that three people, they got a call this weekend, can get the shit for $800. And I did it twice. The first time, two people jumped on it. The second time, I said two people, and only one motherfucker jumped on it. And I'm just getting people hitting me. I got hit two times a day for the 1500. And I actually had to email them and say, man, why aren't you listening to my videos? Yeah, man, I don't have time for all that, that stuff. But, man, you could have saved you half of this motherfucking money. I didn't even tell you about it, because then you'd be asking for it. But you should have been watching the videos. I don't understand why motherfuckers would rather. I don't even know why I'm complaining. I shouldn't be complaining about this. Because it makes me money. But anyway, I've realized that I gotta come to the realization that I just don't like the goddamn women of today. I just don't. I've been wondering why I haven't secured me a lasting relationship with, some bitch I find attractive. When I meet her, that is, I find attractive. And as we're together, the more I get to know her, the more attractive she is to me. You guys got to understand something. There is absolutely no square-ass woman that could compare in the femininity, in the being a woman, being right there doing whatever a motherfucker need done, no questions asked. There's no comparison with the women of today in a fucking hoe. I'm telling you, man, when you have a hoe and she been with you some hours, and Rich, she realized she gets it. If that's okay, stay with you tonight. She's on her job. She's fucking doing everything feminine. You know, making sure she's clean, smelling good, looking good, hair good, teeth, all that shit straight. And she's laying to do whatever you ask her to do. I mean, you ain't gonna tell her, hey, take out the trash. You ain't gonna tell her no shit like this. Baby, look, can you get my slippers? I mean, any fucking thing. What I'm saying is the women of today, they fucking just don't know how to do that shit. And they think that it's because they're awakened. They're liberated now. No. And let me tell you something else. I don't know about you, but I meet really sad-ass fucking women. They be so discouraged with dudes. But at the same time, let's say I get to fucking with the bitch. 2 days, 3 days, I'm done down there because she ain't got nothing going for her. The bitch don't want to do nothing. She want to hang out like she 12. And I'm just saying, these fucking women today are fucked up. Don't know how to cook. Insecure as fuck. I mean, at one time, back in the day, the broad see you looking at the woman. You know, she know you looking, but she ain't gonna really say nothing. These motherfuckers, but then what you looking at? They just, they're fucked up. Now, I don't know if you know that people like marriage counselors or professional people that's supposed to help people, they have the highest divorce rates. Suicide rates. Most people who give advice on different things, they're actually horrible at it themselves. I'm no different. I'm not horrible at wanting shit. But the things I be telling you about, you know, women, I need to listen to my shows sometimes because shit drive me crazy. Man, don't tell me to come get you in 5 minutes. Then your motherfucking ass ain't there in 5 minutes. Because in 6 minutes, I'm leaving. Now we got a problem. Now I'm cold. Now I'm all kind of shit. Man, I'm telling you. You know, I was smoking my joint this morning. And I was smoking it a little early, really. But when I heard the shit that they was talking about on the news, I just had to smoke. I mean, the news, the politicians, just everything is fucked up. It wouldn't be like this if I was in the streets and I had a hoe or two or three or four. Because we don't care about this kind of shit. We just care about getting the money. And, you know, we ain't going to try to get sick getting it. But we went through all the pandemics, all the epidemics. We went through all that shit, never got off the track. Them bitches wasn't tripping. What I'm saying is, I guess you can tell, I just kicked some bitch to the curb. Bitch fucking with me. You know, I can't stand these fucking needy ass motherfuckers. You know, I mean, never in my day did even a bitch that didn't have no job need cigarettes bought for her. Them bitches, I don't know what they would do, but they get their own shit. So what I'm saying is, since I went to smoke this morning, I went and also bought me a drink, which I ain't really been drinking. I mean, don't get me wrong, I drink. But I ain't really been drinking like I drank. So, what I'm saying is, on the way to get the alcohol, I got thinking, man, I want to smoke that joint. I might not want to. Then I got to thinking about, is weed a gateway drug? Like that he's saying. And then, I don't believe weed is a gateway drug. I believe what happens when a motherfucking teen starts, you know, smoking weed, since it ain't legal, or it wasn't legal, you know, they had to go to a place where that illegal activity was taking place. And just by being in that place, that youngster will get exposed to all the other shit going on out there in the streets. Just there buying some weed. But he's only there to buy some weed. But before he leaves, somebody else gonna ask his ass if he wants some blow or some pills or woo-woo, whatever. Weed, per se, does not make them want to use the other drugs. I mean, buying weed illegally provides kids the environment. That environment to get introduced to drugs. And what I'm saying is that that fucking kid is aware of him or herself They're going to listen to the motherfucking sales pitch about the teal woo-woo-woo or the cocaine woo-woo-woo. But unless it's in there to try that shit, they ain't finna try that shit. That's why they would rather buy weed. Weed, to them, is all they need. Now, I will admit that when you, you know, in that environment, you may get tempted. Let's see if you was like me, and like a lot of other motherfuckers, I know you buy the weed and leave. Fuck all the other shit going on there. Then I don't want none of that. Give me some weed. You know, what I'm saying is, as soon as the weed got legal, you got all these peckerwoods making hella money on the motherfucking shit. And what I'm saying is, they straight don't want you buying weed off the street, which, you know, that's unfair. I get my weed. Even if it costs the same as in the weed store, because it ain't no tax. But what I'm saying is, these motherfuckers feel like they done cornered the market. And of course, they do all this scientific bullshit. And I'm from the school that when you pull up to buy some weed and the motherfucker start explaining to you how bad this weed is and you know, explaining the high, they ain't burn rubber on that motherfucker, man. Who the fuck you think you selling something to? I don't need you to tell me about what weed do. I know what weed do. Give me the weed, let me go. But they want to explain, no, man, fuck you. I'd rather go curb service like a motherfucker. Because it's like it's supposed to be. Keeping the mentality that you buy weed. You know, you go into a store, you buy some motherfucking weed, you get home and the weed barely work. What, you gonna take it back? Them motherfuckers might let you take it back, but I doubt it. I think I bought weed in a weed store maybe 3 times. And only did it to do it. So what I'm saying is, in that regard, as far as the motherfuckers will make money and tax it, and otherwise it can help benefit some shit because it's going to generate hella taxes. I mean, in that regard, I'm for legal distribution of weed. And I think at least when your kid go to the store to buy some weed, ain't no motherfucking cocaine dealers or no pill pushers in there, and, you know, trying to entice them motherfuckers to get that shit. So in that regard, I think it's a plus. But other than that, besides the serious cash increase that the states would get from the taxes, you know, I'd rather keep it on the curb. One of the first things you learn in this abadabra is all money ain't good money. And, you know, since I always tell you the truth about my life, I realize some of the things I be saying, they make it seem like, you know, I don't have any problems. That couldn't be further from the truth. Excuse me. Man, I ain't got everything situated in my office yet, but I will. You know how important Sidewalk University is to me. So this Scholastic panel of instructors, you know, they was nice enough to give me some of the information that they going to be rating me on. And graduation rate has a lot to do with it. It's like 75% of their decision. You know, I've been trying to get my graduation to the, they wanted at least 55%. And that's what they required even fuck with you. But I had a failure. And it just put a damper on my effort. And I'm going to tell you, I decided from this failure I had, I decided, motherfuckers, you know, if you're satisfied with the half-ass bullshit motherfuckers be giving you, fine. I'm not going to try to talk you into fucking with me. I ain't going to give you a sale so you can fuck with me. But I'm talking about the real Abadabra. And just anybody can't have it. And I know this. And I should have understood that when I made this mistake. And I actually quit fucking with the motherfuckers that I was fucking with because of this mistake. Because what I'm saying is, when you think it's all about the money, you do stupid shit. Because to you, it's about the money. And look, that's like when people say, a pimp will do anything for some money. No, pimp on pimp it is. He ain't doing nothing else. And you guys need to stand there. But my point, no, man, it's all about the money, blah, blah, blah. You know, I let that mentality go a little too far. And a couple of semesters ago, maybe three now, I just made a fucking mistake. Now, there's a best way to respond to any situation, and that's to realize the importance of how you respond to everyday occurrences. Now, how do you react when somebody step on your toes? I don't mean literally step on your toes, but I'm saying, how do you act when something happens that don't go your way? Something maybe is going the way you don't even like. Hey, excuse me, let me get this. It could be going away that you don't even like. How do you respond? Do you get upset? Because things happen. And the way you respond to what happens in your daily life is actually an indication of where you at as far as your comfort in yourself and being yourself. So otherwise, somebody, that's something you don't like. Let's say somebody stepped on your toes, literally. Do you get upset that motherfucker stepped on your toes because he's in your space? Or do you get upset because you allowed this incident to invade your space, which provokes the thoughts? See, the latter is principle-based thinking. Otherwise, if you establish your space, then that's a good principle way to think. But if you let somebody, or if somebody violates your space, and you take it the wrong way, that's principle thinking gone awry. Now, some people will purposely violate your personal space. Now, these are the people you check. Hey, man, what's going on? You know, you check that person. Sometimes you got to do it in harsh words. Man, what the fuck wrong with you? The way you react to everyday problems are genuine indications of how you're going to react to problems in life. The sort of problem that can be more serious, but don't happen regularly. Displaying the way real men respond is going to be a plus in your life's longevity. And it's going to be an attraction for any woman who's lucky enough to see you having your business. There's so many motherfuckers wanting in my school. I gotta confess, you know, since this shit, I've been a little hanky about who I accept. And then I got to thinking about this little situation. I'm going to tell you about this little story. And it's about my dog, me and Sean K. You know, some things are just the right thing to do as a man. And that same thing can be the right thing to do, period. Man or woman. When dealing with another person, you should always try to have paramount on your mind, doing the right thing. Arguing over a woman or anything silly could cost you your life or your freedom. And for what? There is no sense in you killing me than doing life in the brawl that you killed me over is over there fucking your cousin's life up. So I'm going to tell you this little story in my life where I had to practice the principle of not letting no goddamn bitch come between me and my partner. Now, all women's importance added together pales in comparison to what my manhood is worth to me. Now, Tay and I've been dogs since I was a turnout in Hollywood. We both live and thrive from the principles of the abadabra we represent, even though we thought very differently in some areas. Now, this is a question I want you to say, oh, God damn it. I forgot. This is a question that I want you motherfuckers to really answer. Who am I supposed to hold to principles that's important to me? You, everybody, or me? I am the only one obligated to execute my principles way of life. It's my principle. It may be the same one you adopt, but when something involving me, it's my principle. So what I'm saying is my dad told me years ago, it don't matter what somebody else thinks. If you think this and other motherfucker thinks that, you got to go with this. It matters what you think and do concerning your principles. Now, in this case of me and Tay, the right thing to do in life was to live true to what each of us professed. And I professed to never let a hole come between me and my partner. And so did Tay. So as we was talking about this, and you know, as I said, Tay's been my dog over 50 years. And we're in any hole. What I'm saying, I believe your male friends don't be there much longer than any woman will. Now, I'm going to go a little off to SWU because it's a little different. I'm going to get docked 9% on my application for any underperformance. And, you know, maybe get ran out of business. Or, you know, since I'm from the streets, I could lose it in some kind of litigation. You know, my word makes it totally on me to live up to it. So does yours. So let me go back to Tay now. We was discussing some shit when we disagreed. Now, the nigga don't have to think like me to be my friend. And I sure hope he don't think I got to think like him to be his friend. So we disagree on a point. I made the point. And the point was, I told him, man, I wouldn't fuck with your hoe, man, because we dogs. He straight out told me, nigga, you wrong. Man, I couldn't believe you said that, dude. You know, I didn't want to say, what you saying, you have my bitch? But of course I thought that. But what I'm saying is I didn't say that. Nah, I said, man, no, nigga, me and you fucking around. You know, I'm privy to some private shit in your life, man. I can't, you know, fuck with your bitch on that shit. He said, man, technically, I agree with that. But I'm saying, as far as not fucking with the bitch because she with me, I don't agree with that. So we debated and agreed to disagree. Months later, a whole bunch of months later, a bitch came out of the woods looking for me, and she ran into town. Now, she had been already there a day ago, day and a half, asking around for me, and, you know, as they should have, niggas was at her. Now, they all tried to, you know, say, since the bitch was talking to me, fuck that she was asking for Rosewood, she was talking to me, I'm getting at her, which they have the right. That's how the street work. But now she ran in the tape. And she asked him about me. And he told her that he and I was dogs. Then he told her, bitch, get in, and if you want me to, I'll call her. So this was a little green bitch, didn't know no better. She got into the nigga's car. So he rolled around a few moments, you know, getting at the bitch. And at this point, to me, everything is cool. I mean, I'd have did that. You know, now while he's riding around, he started realizing he wasn't really getting no action, and I am his dog. So he called me. Now, this is the cross. He said, Bud, I got me one. Now, right there, he laid claim that he had come up with a bitch. And if the bitch is witty, or he gonna put me on speaker, I thought he wanted me to cap on him and shit. And the reason I thought this is because I experienced it all the time fucking with this nigga. Call me all times of the day and night, talking about he just came up. He was always coming up with hoes. That nigga was coming up with hoes. So I knew he wanted me to cap on him. So I'm getting ready to cap, and he say, Bud, but she want to holler at you. Now, right there, I should have been on my job. But I, you know, this was strange. But I thought, since this nigga my dog, I'm going to look past this little glitch. You know, and I'm going to cap with a nigga anyway. Because that was a straight glitch. How you going to put a bitch on the phone to talk to me, nigga? She get on the phone and say, hello? Now, me, you know, being cool with me, he should have told me the bitch wanted to get with me. And he short-stopped her. But he didn't want to not give me my action. But he didn't do that. What I'm saying is if he would have did it, I'd have came at the bitch trying to catch him. I'd have caught her. But I didn't know shit, so I capped for the nigga. Yeah, ho, you fucking with the top nigga in Hollywood. Follow your thoughts. Follow your money, little motherfucker. Don't give me your money and then go somewhere else. I said that because me and Taylor was that tight. I had no idea that this goddamn bitch wanted to fuck with me. Until a day or two later when she called me. Who the fuck is this? I'm gonna just tell me who she is. How you get my number, bitch? And she told me she stole the number from Tay, and she had to call me because she had come from Oakland to get with me. And when I asked her, well, why the fuck you get with Tay? She explained what happened, which I didn't believe at the time. And then I started thinking about the strangeness of him putting that bitch on the phone to talk to me. Then I got pissed. Because I realized I'd been crossed by my new partner. Now, at first, I wanted to confront my nigga. But the pimp in me took over. I asked the hoe how old she was. And she admitted the truth, said she had just turned 16. I told that bitch, you know, she was too young for me. But if she wanted to, I wouldn't be mad if she stayed with Tay. Now, I was really upset with my motherfucking partner, but you know what? My principles were at stake. Not my friendship with Tay. I had to make myself think this because, man, this thing is friends. And we became friends knowing we both were tents. And there's things that go on in the tent life that regular square friends ain't no, you know, understand. But the tent man and the nigga, you know, make him understand all kind of shit when it comes to business. So business will do anything. There's 9 out of 10 things that happen with a bitch has nothing to do with the nigga crossing you. Because it's just gone. So I decided not to say nothing to Tay, and I kept rolling with the nigga as if nothing happened. I had to accept what he did was acceptable in the lifestyle I chose to live. Who am I to change it? Because I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it to my friend. But me and friend or not, if the nigga told you he'd do it, and it ain't nothing wrong with him doing it, then I can't be mad at that nigga for being him. That's when my dad's voice came to me and reminded me, who promised who, boy? Now, if I would have stuck to my principles, in the SWU instance and in the instance with Tay, I would run out straight out. But what I'm saying is, with SWU, I would be on track. But because of the greed, you know, thinking about the money only, it cost me big time. Look, the written test I got to take in 18 months, I just hope I remember the fucking shit that I learned 3 years ago. A low grade on that would possibly eliminate. But I don't want to just wag you out with that. I just want you to know that there's a such thing as real shit. And if you don't have an instance to base what you think on, then you don't really think what you think. See, I got instances that make me believe what I say. And just a footnote. This woman that Tay got, I think this was maybe 35 years ago. You know, me and this nigga then retired, and we both up here doing our thing. And the nigga called me one day. And he said, man, you remember Christy? Nigga, what you mean do I remember that bitch? Hell yeah, nigga, that's the one we damn near had a crime about. This is 35 years later. The nigga said, man, that bitch called me. Nigga, that hoe ain't called you. No bullshit, bud. And the bitch sent me $1,000. I say, nigga, bitch. And then the nigga start telling me some other shit. And to make a long story short, I think that was a year ago, and the bitch, that's this pimpin', I'm telling you. The bitch came out here from Atlanta or somewhere she was, got with the nigga again, still with the nigga, and they doing fine. Now, why would I say that? Because that's my point. That nigga's fucking with a bitch with a hoe mentality. That hoe know how to fuck with that nigga, and that nigga know how to fuck with that bitch. But what they both know how to do is satisfy each other's whims. And I envy that. That is not why I'm talking about what I'm talking about, but that has a lot to do with it. Because when I get through with whoever, get your fucking ass out of here. I call that nigga. Nigga, I didn't have to get rid of me another one, man. You still, you and baby, nigga, don't ask me that shit no more. That bitch ain't going nowhere. Nigga, I know. And then we start laughing. Because I'm telling you, the shit just ain't fair. God damn it. Well, let's go on to the next topic. Do I have the shit for you truckers? And, you know, other motherfuckers who've been on the road a lot. My off campus male confidence course gives you the atmosphere of being on campus, but you're in your car or your big rig, rolling down the highway, going to take care of your motherfucking business. Now, SWU differs only in your interactions with me. They won't be daily as it is in group. Now, there is 5 modules, each one packed with the powerful messages that the course brings out for you to grasp. Plus, you get my guidance in other ways that I'm not going to say. But the assignments have a lot of my input. And there's new motivational exercises for truckers, people on the road, you know, to keep you motivated to do the work. This product is going to, you know, it does cost more than the course alone. Because you get SWU and the course at the same time. It's $1,500. Now, this panel that I was telling you about, they judge independent institutions' value to communities over a 5-year period. You know, I had 18 months to go, and because of my greed, you know, I was on top of it, and I was ready to win. But my greed made me reduce the cost and make it available to everybody. Shit, if you got 50 motherfuckers at 500, then you got, 10 motherfuckers at 1,500. Shit, do the math. I did the math. I'm going to do the 50. But it was fucked up. It was a stupid thing to do. You know, I've been yearning to get something going that's going to match that feeling I had from sending bitches. And the things I do, they add up to money, man. But shit ain't all about the money. Not just about the money. Now, the right thing to do in both of those cases with Pay and SWU was be true to my commitment to this game that I live. You know, I won in the first instance as far as with Pay because I was true to the game. But in the second instance with SWU, you see, I'm tripping. I lost. So if you get into a situation like this, you don't need to be a pimp to take advantage of this game I be spitting. But let's say your woman gets in a situation she shouldn't be in with another dude, and this dude happened to be your friend or an acquaintance. Now, you really are supposed to think this, man. She knew she was your woman. Even if you knew she was your woman, who was supposed to care? Because you got to say, I'll tell men, I don't give a fuck if she has a man. But when the shoe is on your foot, you want to kill the nigga. See, that's bullshit. This is the reason you need to have principles. First, they keep your emotions in check. And you shouldn't ignore your thoughts on your principles, because then you'll become emotional. You just need to respond, but respond in a controlled way. If you only realize the value that's in my course, what it gives you, what it allows you to believe you can do, you would beat my door down and get it. It just takes more than you guys have shown to be real men or real pimps. I thought I needed something in my life to replace that abadabra for my excitement. But what I realized was I needed appreciation and respect for what I was doing. Well, fellas, I got that last year at a dinner that I was honoree at. This was no ordinary dinner. It was sponsored by the graduates of Sidewalk University. I'm the kind of nigga, I don't care if people have shit to say about me, you know, long as they telling the truth. Because I work hard on what I do, and I get rewarded in various ways. But this reward came to me so unexpectedly. It just floored me. These men sponsored a dinner in my honor for graduating Sidewalk University. They wanted to thank me. But I refused to allow them to believe I did all this. I did bring them the truth. But what's more important is how they responded after graduating. See, this is a lifestyle. And it could be your lifestyle. These dudes represented all I teach, responsibility, confidence in what they think, and to do whatever it is you think you should do. And that they're able to create a plan and execute it. I mean, you know, but the most important thing they all got was being able to accept who they really are as a man, being comfortable in their own skin. You know, I appreciate the go-getters. Because in the streets, if it turned out correctly, you understand and accept that the person who's giving you all the game probably gonna get you for your first brawl. And if he do, and he did his job right, he taught you to detach yourself from the damn feelings you developed in this life. Because you're going to develop them. And that's what most of you motherfuckers miss when you turned out on the computer. You didn't get any etiquette. But I still have a problem when I have sales. Sales are for us all to win. They're for all of us. I win. And so does everybody who takes advantage of the sale. But see, most of you guys wait until there's no time to do what needs to be done. Then you rush. And then you have to do whatever it is you should have done a while ago. This is a sneaky form of procrastination. And you know how I feel about procrastination. It don't hurt me when you do it. But you act as if it don't even hurt you. Maybe you don't know, but it does hurt you. It hurts you much more than you think it does. It forms a pattern, and before you know it, your motherfucking ass. Oh, I'm glad I looked over here. 202, what's up?
What's up, bud?
Nothing.
Jonathan Gentry, how you doing?
I'm good. What you got for me?
Hey, I was listening to you, and part of what you said about what you learned in the course resonated with me. Now, I'm an entrepreneur, you know this, and I have employees. I recently had the terminated employee, you know, someone that had been with me for a really long time that had showed loyalty, but I started to see some chinks in his armor. It was the course's information that gave me the ability to handle that situation, but
okay.
The course is not only about talking to women and developing self-confidence. It gives you the ability to do exactly what you just said: think, create a plan, execute it. Man, SWU is so dope. It's given me the ability to handle many situations outside of just speaking. You know, it's
been
helpful in that way.
That's my whole thing. People think it's I'm trying to get you to learn how to catch women. No, I know talking to women is the most threatening thing most of you motherfuckers run into. But if you handle that, you'll be able to handle anything as far as representing a conversation. And you make people see who you are better than you did before, which I appreciate that.
Exactly. The thing is, you just have to know yourself first. And that's the part that most of us, even myself, had to get through with the course. You know, I just didn't quite get it. But the way that I have been able to look at my own deficiencies and address myself one issue at a time has just been a blessing. And I wouldn't have been able to get it no place else but SWU. And I stand on it. You know, and you and I talk offline when I have things to share. But I just wanted to share that. If you get way more game and just talking to a broad on this with this course and with this information. So So hey, I wanted to put a stamp on that.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. But I caught a hint of your voice. This is Jonathan?
Jonathan Gentry all day.
Hey, man, I caught your voice, man. That's some dope. Thanks.
Hey, can I listen to the show on the phone? Just press mute.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Later on.
Okay, 480, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, man. What's up? What's happening? Yeah, I can hear you. What's wrong with your voice? You got a cold?
No, I got a paralyzed vocal cord. I called in like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Anyway. So my question is, does staying on principle ever go too far, depending on the situation?
Bro, before you start all this, you asked me some bullshit last time. Is that what you're finna do now? Because I don't want to go through that shit.
What? What did I say last time?
Some bullshit. Never mind. Go ahead. What do you want? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just had a question. Does principle ever go too far if you stand on it, depending on the circumstance?
Does a principle get too far to stand on? Is that what you said?
Like, is standing on principle sometimes too far depending on the circumstance?
No, principles are always the way to go.
Okay.
Always. Unless you got a bullshit principle.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm asking. Like, how to differentiate a bullshit principle from a real one. Like, and that's obviously not true.
Hey, check it out, man. Check it out. A lot of guys be saying, you know, I ain't gonna let them, they're not gonna be against spending money on a woman to show her a good time, and they view that as a principle. But a better principle would be to not be a doormat. I'm not gonna let a woman wipe her feet on my back before she go in your house. Because that's what women be doing. They
okay, what about...
They fuck with you guys and get what they want, and then they come over my house. That's
what
why I said,
your boss.
I'm just saying you got to look at it like that, man.
Yeah, yeah. If, for example, in this scenario, what if it's your boss doing that?
If it's your boss doing it? She's a woman?
Yeah.
Is she trying to get at you?
Yeah.
You better leave her alone. But don't diss her. Hey, don't diss her. You might have to play along with it up until a kiss or a goddamn mention of sex. Because believe me, if you go that route, you getting fired.
Yeah.
So you understand? Hey, what we used to call it a joyful. God, I can't even think. We used to call it something when this bitch thinks she's slick enough to talk to us, knowing she ain't gonna do, sell no pussy. No, she just got it. She look good, and she just be dick rustling. So we would call it joyful. Something. I forgot what we used to call it. So we'd play along with the bitch and act like, you know, we've been to go to our house or whatever, and then to tell the bitch to go to 7-Eleven to get something and leave her.
Okay.
We get her out of the fucking club and take her somewhere and tell her to go in there and get whatever, and we leave that bitch. Think she gonna play with the game? Game play with you, bitch. Hey, okay, bro. Thanks. Hey, you guys. My thing is this: procrastinating forms a very bad pattern. And before you know it, become your modus operandi. So you'll do it when you're not even conscious that you're doing it. And that woman who's out there waiting on you, they see that in you. If you adopted some of this real Abu Dhabi, I'll be spitting at you. If you would get on your computer for something constructive and buy this goddamn course, you always do the right thing, because that's what confidence teaches you to do. The right thing to do with Tay was to stick to the principle of not letting no brawl, no matter what, come between two men of equal stature. Respect is always best when served fresh and in reciprocation. 20 years might have passed before I even mentioned that shit to him. And when I did, that's why I fucks with this nigga. When I did, he said, but Bud, I pimped on her young ass. And I said, you motherfucking man. Then I said, you see, I didn't mention that goddamn little shit to you killed now, nigga. That's because I'm a real nigga, real pimp nigga. Ain't no bitch come between me and you, nigga. What I'm saying is all you guys, stop your procrastination. If you stop your procrastination, you're going to be able to elevate your life above where it is now. I'm just saying that if you want to keep doing it, what you're doing because of some kind of way it makes you feel good, have at it. You ain't got to listen to what the fuck I'm saying. But let me put you up on something. The more you allow your procrastination to go unchecked, the easier it's going to be for a motherfucker to catch you lying. Females who are really, they're who you really should be concentrating on as far as improvement, how to talk. That's where you get your education. If you can look at a bitch and say whatever the fuck you really think you want to say, whenever you get ready to say it, you can go get that job. You can get that client. Because you know people, you know yourself. You're going to feel it. Now, let me put you up on something. Females are who and what you want on your mind. You see, you ain't caught one yet, have you? Keep procrastinating if you want to. You can take the advice of them goddamn pickup artists or the Three Amigos. And you're going to find comfort and see it yourself feel like you can win. But enrolling in SWU, you're going to see just how far winning goes. It's on you if you think getting pussy is winning. A dude like me know getting pussy is only one of the many perks of having an amazing ability to display your goddamn confidence. I don't live for pussy. I know living for pussy, as the PUAs do, just having such a short sight. Them motherfuckers, after they get their fucking $1 million bitch, since they got some pussy, they leave. When you start anything, finish it like champions do, to the letter. I'm dealing with real confidence. That's why that shit would take didn't bother me in the least bit. And the shit at SWU had no effect on me either. Dealing with real confidence gives you alternatives far beyond what getting some goddamn pussy or having a whole bunch of money to provide. Like I said, you can be happy just getting pussy if you want to. I'm happy to have pussy chasing me wherever I go. Because I never go anywhere thinking about some goddamn pussy. Everywhere I go, pussy be chasing me. Period. Because I only need to choose, you know, which one of the motherfuckers I want to fuck with. I mean, of course, that's an exaggeration. I don't have it like that. But I think I do. And the bitch show is going to think I do. You can't only pick the easy things to come your way. Whatever life you choose, you got to be willing to accept what's involved in that lifestyle. You just have to. Now, I was at the doctor's office the other day, and I saw this fine-ass nurse. or I thought she was a nurse. So I walked up to her. You know what I said? Is it true that nurses are like helpers? You know, at heart, she smiled and said, helpers. What do you mean by that? And I smiled at her and said, helpers. You know, the kind of women that help men that are fortunate enough to get the watch, you pass by them. You help us have a pleasant rest of our day. Did I get a giant smile, I baby? I'm like, thank you. Then you have a nice day. I know I will. moral of the story. If I wanted to, I could have followed up on that noodle I made, and who knows, I might have been at that bitch ass man. But I couldn't have made a move if I would have been thinking about what to say to her. I moved instantaneously because it's really in me. It ain't on me. I accept I gotta be ready at all times. You never know where your next action is coming from. Sometimes even niggas come at you funny, and it ain't got shit to do with a woman. But you gotta be a quick judge, because there's no way I'm gonna motherfucking get being cool to the point of letting some motherfucker pump me off. I mean, you need to be kind. You need to be the kind of motherfucking dude who has thought of so much shit that you can be spontaneous when shit happens that you didn't pick up. This is the only fucking way you can be sure you'll do the right thing. It's this and have a real set of nuts. You gotta understand. I said nuts, plural. Two. Most of you motherfuckers allow your woman to take one of your nuts and carry it around in her purse. She only give it back to you when you gonna fuck her. You need to realize you can't learn this shit unless you're qualified to learn it. You can't ask this stuff and expect to get the right answers. When you finish out of university, it's going to really be in you, too. You'll be able to get new information and automatically be able to make moves with it quickly. The sooner you realize everyone is not qualified, the better it will be for all of you out there. You know, Magic Johnson can show, explain everything, you know, he to me. About a no-look pass, and I never would be able to do it. Because I ain't no basketball player. This is the same with this abadabra I'm explaining to you. This info that we're sharing is so important for you to know, it would behoove you to listen to all my goddamn videos. Life is full of adjustments to be made. If you make them, you know, some things is going to suddenly be clearer than they were, but all things won't be clear. What is still cloudy to me is what in the hell will it take for all of you motherfuckers with significant others to get on board with Sidewalk University? My course is real. It's not just for catching bitches. This is maintaining your position in the motherfucking business life you have. Take this for instance. I got a Facebook friend who cheated on his goddamn woman. And he asked me if he should have confessed. First off, I'm sure you're wondering what the hell does this have to do with confidence. Listen and learn. I told him about my confidence course and learning how to realize who you are. Do you want your woman to think of you as a liar? He said, no. Do you feel you'll learn from this situation? He said, I'll never cheat on my woman again. And I told him, my course would give you the confidence to not tell her shit. He bought the course. He was one of my first 10 students. And he's constantly been thanking me. And this was like 5 years ago. He just thanked me. But forget not confidence, but he wasn't thanking me for confidence, but common sense enough to realize he was just scared to make a decision. My course helped him see he was thinking way too much shit. Way too much shit that didn't matter to his relationship. The decision was on whether or not it was important for this woman to keep believing in him. He said it was important, but he just didn't feel good about not telling her the truth. So I said, well, tell her the truth and let me know where you move to, because you're going to have to move. Then, a few weeks later when I talked to him, he said everything was going better with this woman because he didn't confess. And he said if he would have confessed, he wouldn't have been able to keep his money. And he just thanked me. And my point is he got the message that he should have got. My shit works for all men of all walks of life. I'm going to blast off after this video, and of course, most likely quadruple in price. You all will be able to vouch for the value in the course. You'll be extremely lucky to take that leap of faith, and trust me, you made your doubts. You made your doubting me into a door. Now, that door won't open so you can get through. You watch. Bring all your goddamn questions. I don't care what they are. I'm handling them. All your fucking questions. 201, what's up?
Yo, what's good, bro? What's good, man? First, shout out to you, bro. Mad respect out to you, bro. I want to tell you right now, I have a gift to gab, and I don't know how the fuck to put this bitch in play, man. And I'm going to be honest with you. You're somebody I watched and known that the power of your words moves things, to shift things, man. And I've noticed that within myself. But I just can't put myself in a position to play to get what I need to get, man. And it's just confusion, bro. And I really want to ask you, like, how the hell do I...
Hey, you need to call for a one-on-one, man. That's what you need to
110.
Do.
110. Where do I go to find that?
Go to my site, Rosebud the Author, and check out a one-on-one, and then get at me, man, because you got to tell me some more shit that you can't tell me over the damn...
Exactly. You already know. All right, man. I'm going to get with you.
All right, brother. Be cool.
All right, bet.
Yeah. 704, what's up? 704, are you there? All right, maybe not. Okay, so... You all are going to be able to vouch for the value of my course. You're going to be extremely lucky when you take that leap of faith, and trust me. Like I said, you've turned doubt me into a door, and it ain't letting you get through. And you ain't going to be able to find out shit until you knock that, open that door. And the key to that opening that door is to bring some fucking questions when you come to this damn show. So that we can kick it like men. I got a lot going on. This doggone semester is almost over. October 1st is the new semester. And I'm telling you, three guys can get all that shit for $800, but only if you do it this weekend. And other than that, you know what? I'm gone. It's hot in here. I'm at my new spot now. I just don't really realize how to... Because I got the air conditioner on, but shit, everything is upstairs. It's a little bit too hot. Anyway, get at me.